Well, aloha, everyone. This is KP. We are doing what we're here to do, and we are feeling what we're here to feel. And definitely, for sure, we are moving upward and forward and inward. Basically, inward and upward and forward. So, the whole deal is really quite an amazing journey that we're on right now. And I just felt really strongly like this is putting something out here today. It is the 3/7/22. Currently, it's 8:36 p.m. in the central type time zone. There's a lot of things that are happening. You know, after listening to Kaulana Napua by Makaha Sons, I've been talking with some people today, and I've had a couple of dreams and this and that and this and that. So one of the things that I do feel is going on is that we're really finding our pathway, finding our way to our next phase. So kind of what that means is, a lot of times I can use myself as an example. I'm going to keep some of this a bit quiet, but we are, being challenged at every moment to rise up. And all I can say, it's, to me, it represents rising up, kind of standing tall, and being, with a capital B-E, being who we are. And that is a major step. We've been talking about this for a long time, for this whole process of the CV deal, this whole process has been to find that, help us find that. So, we can complain about it, but, it has helped many of us really find that deep inner sovereignty, sovereignty within ourselves, our own inner strength, finding our own inner, inner, I'll call it higher inner, strength. And lo and behold, that's what's going on. So, higher meaning is higher than the former level. And, whatever that means to you, everyone has a little different view of it, but I can tell you a lot. For me, it's very much a been a process of one step at a time, going out, sort of playing the game. You play the game for a little while, and then you play the game that's presented to you, and you kind of put the stuff on, or you put the equipment on, or whatever they are asking, whether it's stores or this place or that place, just to kind of get through it. But then, I know for myself, early on, and this was over a year ago, well, almost a year ago, at least a year and a half ago, I just said, this is baloney. For me, this really doesn't, and it's not about it making sense or not. I said, I deserve to breathe freely. I deserve to breathe freely. That was a major, kind of a major theme. And, it's one of those things that we not only have to breathe, we can breathe with our lungs and our system, but, it would be called an inner and outer breathing. You know, so breathing within, accepting this new energy that's coming in, and in the meantime, accepting the process that we have to go through, the process of bringing in this new level of breath. So, you know, it's almost like, and I don't know the full Hawaiian stuff, but I know ha is breath. And I've heard various stories about it and all this and all that. It's like, well, when, you know, all this, different kinds of stories. And you can always just look it up. You know, what does the word ha or that mean? And, but to me, it's like, you know, breathing with the planet, breathing with the new energies that are coming in, breathing with who we are. And it's really, really finding that very strongly. And that's what I feel that, you know, this whole process of CV has been very much, you know, really has helped a lot of people out. Not only finding our strength, but also finding our breath. And I, you know, that's different for everyone. Some people stood up to things and would speak openly about it. You know, there have been different phases for me. I'm not going to go through those. But I can tell you that we are, you know, in a place where we're, you know, I believe many of us are ready to taking the next leap, and I'll put that all in caps, taking the next leap. It may not be a simple, oh, it's just going to be like the same it was before, and because it won't be the same, but it's not about that. It's taking the next leap, you know, into the next paradigm. So whatever that might mean, it's kind of, we can say it's a new paradigm, but it might not be different. You know, for a lot of people, it might be exactly the same as the old one. And I can tell you for myself, you know, the new paradigm, you know, it basically, you know, it will be for a new paradigm, but a new, completely new paradigm, and not just a minor thing, a completely new paradigm. So it doesn't matter where you go on this planet. If you're trying to remain the same and recreate the same old, you know, it won't happen. It won't work. And so, you know, it just, in other words, it won't take us where many of us want to go. So, you know, it just won't happen. It won't work. So it's kind of a thing that, you know, everybody's a little bit different, and I'm not too concerned about my own state, but we each have our own places to go through. So this became very clear to me that, you know, it looks like some type of a leap is coming up. And I, of course, I've known this for a while, you know, and it's going to be, a lot of times it's, okay, I've got sort of an idea, but it's almost like not knowing exactly what it is and when it's going to be. So to me, it's like really not important that, you know, we have this personal timeline that's going to be followed. You know, personal, I'll just sort of, you know, personal timelines are not the deal, you know, are not the deal. So, you know, we each find that whatever the timeline is whatever the timeline is. And things are changing very, very rapidly. Again, this is a sandy beach reminder. You know, this is a sandy beach. You know, we're still in what I call a sandy beach time. And right now, it's a time phase that we are in. There's a lot going on, but there's going to be even more going on many different levels, one after another, and sometimes all at the same time. You know, Q has talked about this, has written about that, and of course, you know, that's one part of it, but there's a lot of other things, and people saying this and saying that. So, you know, I can't say that for me, it's been very important to remain in the, I'll call it the free from fear paradigm. And free from fear. And I'm going to put that free from fear and in parentheses, porn. It's kind of like not porn, fear porn is like, okay, I gotta see what's going on now. I gotta see, oh my God, this is gonna happen. Oh, that's falling over there. That's falling over there. And oh, and here, great example now. Gas prices are going up. Oh my God. Oh my God. And so, you know, it's just like this whole deal. You know, prices are going up. That's going up. Everybody looks at dollars and stuff like that. Of course, the dollar is going to be replaced by a new type of currency. In my sense, that really is coming in. Maybe already here, running in the background. But whatever the deal is, the show that we're going through is very important that we go through it. You know, you can't just stop the movie and say, "Okay, I'm done." But for me, it's like. You know, we have to go through the whole movie. And we have to go through this whole process. And it's very important that we do go through the whole movie. We just do that as we, you know, get to the end. So, you know, that's especially, I suppose it's especially important the end of it is something. I had a boss once, and a kind of a supervisor of a supervisor, and he said, you know, it's like, well, the first 95, he said 95%, oh, it's very, very, you know, relatively easy, and then you get to the last 5%, you know, like developing a product, for example. Oh, I've got this great idea, and I tried it in the lab, and oh, yes, this worked and that worked, and now that's the 95%. Okay, then all of a sudden, now you got to prove that it works on a larger scale, get a scale up in the pilot plant, then you got to eventually scale it up into the manufacturing arena. And sometimes that's in your hand, sometimes it's not. But there's the whole thing about a product is there's stages to its development. And I don't know. I feel like in this movie, we're in the last bits of this movie. And then we will essentially be done with certain parts of it. The rest of it, I don't know how it's going to play out, but I know the rest of it is like we just have to go through the whole thing. And then we also know that there's also the what you might call the aftermath, the aftermath of the movie. And it's kind of like, perhaps it's like, you know, you've seen a movie and you said, oh my God, that was amazing. And then it's like all of a sudden your mind has changed. Perhaps your mind has been changed. Oh my God, I didn't realize that and how challenging that was. And or whatever it is, it's like we deal with the aftermath. And it's very important to stay in the light through the whole, you know, stay in the light through the whole movie. And so it's like, you know, the whole movie has to be, you know, beginning, middle, and end. So, you know, it's just one of those things. The beginning, and a lot of us have been around for a long time, and then, you know, you can say, well, we've been through the middle, maybe, and now we're in the end. Seems of this one part of the movie. So I personally don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but, you know, it's just like realizing we're in a sandy beach time, and that rapid wave movement to keep your balance and keep aware, okay, wave over here, wave over there. Yes, have your times of rest, but you know, you may come out of the sandy beach waves for a while, and then all of a sudden you go back, and then it's like you know, you just can take the rest, take whatever rest we need, change locations. That can happen to can be in a lot of different ways. But in any event, I know right now that we are coming through this, and we are coming to the end. So that's my perception. So all these things that I say are my perception, and all I'm going to say is that we each have our own route to travel and our own path to travel, and if we're trying to create the trying to recreate the former, won't work. It won't work anymore. It won't help us. It won't get us where we need to go. And so, you know, that's one of the things that has been very important to me. I've been in this house, and I thought about creating. I'll just keep it, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. And then at one point, not too long ago, it became very clear that this is not my house anymore. It's not my house. So I will have the period of kind of getting things out that I know need to be removed by me. And then also there will be the process of closing out whatever needs to be closed out. So I do not see myself staying here for a long, long time. But whatever it is, whatever it needs to be, is what it needs to be. So in any event, that's just about all for now. And we'll see what comes of this. One step at a time, we're getting there, baby. And so let's continue to enjoy the ride and have fun with the ride. Enjoy those wonderful rapid-fire sandy beach waves, and just continue to be aware of the light and aware of the love that is with us at this particular time. So with that, we will end this by saying aloha, hui ho, until we talk again, and we'll close with the ending of Kaulana Napua. Aloha. Aloha. Kapuana, kapuana.